Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning on this Memorial Day weekend. It's a beautiful May 28th coming to you from Hawaii Nei, where we'll have partly sunny skies this morning and then mostly cloudy afternoon, mainly partly, well, a few showers, but that's not going to get in the way of your golf game today, right? The high is expected to be between 83 and 88, and the winds are out of the east at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and that's the good news. A gorgeous day to get out and play. There's the 3, 7, 9, or 18-hole options, whatever works for you at Poipu Bay Golf Course. My guest this morning, Kevin Robbins, author of Harvey Pinnock, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. John Stregg, author of Nathaniel Crosby's 18, or excuse me, author with Nathaniel Crosby. It's 18 Holes with Bing, Golf Life and Lessons from Dad. Obviously, I have kind of a theme going on this morning with authors and ideas for great gifts for Dad for Father's Day that's coming up on June 11th. Damon Hack is scheduled to join us as well, the host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. And Phil O'Carroll, he's Managing Director, Fairways and Fun Days Limited, calling in from Ireland. Phil O'Carroll, the Managing Director, is going to help us plan our trip to Ireland. And if you mention the golf club, you'll get 10% off. Okay, so that's our schedule this morning. We'll see how it falls together, because so far we're waiting for Damon Hack to check in. He's the co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, and he's the father of triplets. So one never knows what can happen in the world when three children of the same age are running around. We'll be back after this. First, we have to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futurastone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futurastone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And the Golf Club is proud to introduce a new sponsor, the Irish Washerwoman, personalized house and condo cleaning that makes you go, wow, every time you walk into a room cleaned by the Irish Washerwoman. And by the way, if you've got an issue with clutter, maybe you've got a little bit too much around the house, you don't know how to get, well, you know, rid of it. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? Because it all means so much to you. She's got a way with helping you figure out what's meaningful, what's not so meaningful. Maybe it's time to let it go. That's the Irish Washerwoman. You can find her online at theirishwasherwoman.com. First, we're going to talk this morning with Kevin Robbins, author of Harvey Pinnock, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. Robbins is senior lecturer at the University of Texas at Austin School of Journalism. After 22 years in daily newspaper writing, he now teaches courses in sports journalism and feature writing. Welcome to the show, Kevin Robbins.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
It's great talking to you. I'm glad you have time to talk with me. May I call you Kevin?
I would prefer that. Thank you.
Excellent. Fantastic. Okay, I'm going through your book, and it's a beautiful, beautifully written book, and it incorporates so many things. One of the things that I'm loving about this book, Kevin, is I'm meeting people whose lives Harvey Pinnock touched for decades, people that I didn't know things about. Betsy Rawls, for instance, I had no idea she broke her arm swinging from a rope tied to a tree, pretending to be Tarzan.
Neither did I until I started researching this book.
Well, Harvey Pinnock, caddy for Francis we met, played with Ben Hogan, competed against Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, shaped Ben Crenshaw and then wrote the book on golf. And that is, of course, The Little Red Book. There are so many people in this book. And the book is Harvey Pinnock, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. First off, I've known a lot of people who've said Pinnock rather than Pinnock. But then when I was listening to Tinsley Pinnock on YouTube talking about his dad, I was like, oh, he's saying Pinnock. What is the correct pronunciation?
I believe it is Pinnock. I go off of Tinsley's way of pronouncing it myself. So I think we're safe. If the son pronounces his name that way, I think we're safe doing it.
There you go. So just in case everybody's, you know, that's not how you pronounce it. No, I found that, you know, when you go to Texas, it's a little bit different, but it's beautiful the way you've pulled everyone together. What inspired you? Obviously teaching at the University of Texas at Austin, but what inspired you to do this first biography?
Right. Yes. So the teaching at UT afforded me the time to do it. What inspired me really, Danielle, was my grandmother, my maternal grandmother in Kansas City, gave me this book in 1992, The Little Red Book, because I was a sort of a struggling pack of a golfer who cared a lot about the game and wanted to get better but didn't know how. And she gave me this book as a Christmas gift. And I mean, it really magically changed the way that I looked at golf, that I thought about golf. It changed the way that I practiced, that I thought about fundamental things that Harvey considered so important, like the grip, the stance, the alignment. That book, I carried it with me everywhere I went. And I dog-eared pages, and I marked up paragraphs, and I reread it every year. And I honestly think it did make me a better player, but also I grew to care about this man in a way that I didn't expect. And when I moved to Austin in 2000, I had the ability to write about his family. I was a sports writer for the American Statesman. I wrote about golf. I met Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw here in Austin. So I was kind of like perfectly set up to do this book in 2012 when I left the newspaper and joined the faculty at UT and had the time to write books. So it was this perfect alignment of everything. I cared about my subject. I was curious about him. I thought there were gaps to be filled in his life. I thought that this could be an important contribution to golf history. So off I went.
Kevin Robbins is author of Harvey Pinnock, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. Of course, that's the Little Red Book. And one of them, inside Kevin's book, he has dropped in some of the things that are in the Little Red Book. And they're not necessarily, you know, just grip or stance or the things that are mechanical about the game. A lot of it is about the mental game. And one of the quotes that's in your book, Kevin, is, "The day I stop learning is the day I will quit teaching." And that's...
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. It's so profound. I think it's the day I stop learning is the day I stop living.
I think that's what Harvey was saying, because his life was teaching. I mean, he felt completely devoted to and called to teaching golf. I mean, wasn't he lucky? He was one of those people, and I think we all wish to have this good fortune, who knew at a really young age what his life was meant to be and what he was supposed to do with it. So, I mean, you know, a lot has been made about what was Harvey really saying in his Little Red Book. Was it to be treated literally as golf instruction, or was it more metaphorical, and was it more aphoristic? And I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, Harvey was not an educated man, but I believe that he had a certain level of wisdom and insight and maybe even genius, if you want to call it that, when it came to communicating and connecting with people. I think that's why he did so well with women like Betsy, you mentioned, and Kathy Whitworth, Mickey Wright. He had this way of, and it was a very disarming, diffusing way of connecting with people in a way that they trusted him implicitly. And he spoke simply, and his messages were clear. He did not get bogged down in complicated terminology. And he taught by what he knew, and what he knew was what he had observed over the years. He started caddying in 1912. He was 8 years old. So think about that. He, from the age of eight through the end of his life, all he did was watch golf shots. So he did know what worked because he had seen it, and he knew what didn't work because he had seen that too.
When you talked about him starting at the age of eight as a caddy, I'm glad you transitioned. What you said about him not having his grand education, it's like intuitive intelligence. And women gravitate to people with that intuition that's coupled with just the intelligence that comes with being a person, just opening yourself up. And obviously, Harvey Pinnock was a man who opened himself up to learning his entire life. He loved learning. Kevin Robbins is the author of Harvey Pinnock, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. And it's so much, and I'm not saying this in any way, this book is more than just Harvey Pinnock, because he impacted so many people that to tell his story, you have to tell a whole lot of people's stories. And that's what I think is just profoundly inspiring about reading your book. And let's go back to Bessie Rawls, because as I said earlier, you know, her breaking her arm swinging from a rope, that was the one arm, then she broke the other arm. And this is, you know, she's a kid, she's still in elementary school. You imagine her parents. This young woman then goes on into college and splits her time between the lab studying physics and playing golf at Lyons Municipal. This is a, you know, obviously a very intelligent, highly educated woman who then, how does she meet Harvey Pinnock?
Well, she met Harvey through, because when she came to Texas as a student, there was no women's varsity golf program. And so she was literally, to use the parlance of our world, she was looking for a game. And so someone told her, and I wasn't able to identify who, somebody told her, well, you need to go meet this man, Harvey Pinnock. He's the coach of the men's team, and you can find him either at the country club or at Lyons Municipal Golf Course. Well, Betsy wasn't a member at the country club, so she went out to Lyons Golf Course, and there he was. And I'm sure, you know, I'm picturing in my mind Harvey in the 40s. He probably looked as ancient as he did when he died. I mean, for a man who spent his life under the sun, you know, people have told me he always looked old. And I think what comes with that is, oh, you know, this idea that here's a wise man who's seen a lot. So there's an instant trust connection there. And I think that's what Betsy felt. And so Harvey took a few looks at Betsy's grip, at her stance, at the way she moved into the ball. And I think he instantly knew that he had someone very special here. Harvey could tell before you even hit a golf shot, I think, what kind of potential you had. You know, one thing, Danielle, that I hope you appreciated from his story is that Harvey was one of the early golf professionals who insisted on a pre-lesson interview. And so the way relationships began with Harvey was with a visit in the pro shop. And he wanted to know what you wanted to get out of golf. Did you want to be a competitive player? Did you want to play for a living? Did you just simply want to break 80 or 90 or 100? What did you want to get out of the game? And Betsy, being the competitor who, you know, broke two arms and always wanted to be the tomboy who competed with the boys, she wanted it all. And I think that's why he took her in.
We're talking with Kevin Robbins, author of Harvey Pinnock, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. From what I understand, a lot of the book, the Little Red Book, is about the mental game of golf. And we're going to take a quick break before we continue our conversation with Kevin Robbins. I want to talk a little about, it's a brief description of a story when Bud Schrake is introduced into Harvey's life. Then Bruce Schrake probably has the worst case of the yips that I've ever heard. And I'd like you to tell us about that moment when Harvey Pinnock takes a look at Bruce Schrake's problem. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. If you'd like to play a round of golf, Volcano on the Big Island has a 906, a 1050. Makalei has a 920. Kapolei on Oahu has a 12 o'clock and an 845 if you're close by. Poipu Bay, Southside Men's Club. May you all hit the sweet spot every time when you go out to play around today. And whoever you are, Bugsy Malone, I wish the same for you at Poipu Bay. If you'd like to play, there's a 9-10, an 11-20, and a 12 o'clock. And Vokey wedges are being sold at a really good price at Poipu Bay Pro Shop. The Vokey wedges going for $109, and you get a hat with it. Olomana is club played out. In other words, it's completely booked with people like the Southside Men's Club going out to play. I love club play. We are talking with a gentleman who wrote the book, Harvey Pinnick, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. His name is Kevin Robbins. We're talking with him. He's the senior lecturer at the University of Texas at Austin School of Journalism. After 22 years in daily newspaper writing, he's now teaching sports journalism, feature writing. And his first book is this book on Harvey Pinnick. And in the book, there are so many anecdotes about so many different people because Harvey Pinnick influenced so many people and so many loved him. Now, in the Little Red Book is the book that Harvey Pinnick wrote. Wasn't it, Kevin, the number one best-selling sports book of all time?
It was. I don't think it remains that way. You know, publishing houses are a little secretive with their numbers, but very, very soon after it came out, it did eclipse John Feinstein's Season on the Brink, and it remained the best-selling sports book of all time for some time. We just don't know how long. I'm confident that I can say to all of your listeners that it's the best-selling golf book of all time. How's that?
Yes, I couldn't agree with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. So in this book, Bud Schrake is instrumental in the Little Red Book coming to fore. It was a collection of journal writing that I think Harvey did for years and years, and that is all in the book. Bud, is it Bud's brother, Bruce, who goes for help to Harvey?
Yes, yes. So Bruce went to the University of Texas to become a chemical engineer and tried out for Harvey's golf team, which was a simple matter. Anybody could do it. You just showed up at the country club on qualifier day, and if you shot a number, you're on the team. And if you didn't, you weren't. And that happened every year. Players, even from previous seasons, had to come back and qualify. There were no scholarships. There was no recruiting. Harvey didn't do any of that sort of thing. There was no golf stat back then. There was no junior tour. There was no AJGA. So Bruce was one of the lads from Texas who had heard of Harvey, came to Texas to try out for his golf team, and he didn't make it, but he also forged, as many people did, a friendship with Harvey that lasted through the years. So back in the early 90s, Bruce, who lived in Houston and played out of Champions Golf Club, Jackie Burke's club, he was having what we could definitely call an issue with his golf swing. So, Danielle, I want you to imagine this. Bruce Drake, he is a pretty good player at Champions, suddenly developed this conflict where at the top of his golf swing, he could not transition into the downswing. He could bring the club back, he could get set at the top, and then he just froze.
That's
so
horrible.
Isn't it the worst?
Yes.
I don't want any of your listeners to get this idea that this can happen to them, but it did happen to Bruce Drake. And so he did the only thing he knew to do, which was to call Harvey. And Harvey said, well, Bruce, come on up to Austin. We'll have a look. So let me stop this story right now to say something that I really like to talk about in the production of this book, because now that I'm a teacher, I can relate to this. Harvey had almost a Hippocratic oath when it came to instruction. And I think this is what one of the many things people loved about him. And that was if he could not help, he would certainly insist on doing no harm. So you might have heard anecdotes about Harvey and lessons that he had with people where he would just watch and watch in silence and watch, and people would hit ball after ball after ball. And finally, Harvey, knowing that he could do nothing and not wanting to do any harm, he would just say, I need to think about this. Can I see you in a week? And that basically was the lesson. So when Bruce came to Austin and Harvey watched this, you know, disastrous issue that Bruce Drake was having with his swing, he was confounded. He had no idea what to tell Bruce to do with this hitch at the top. And he literally couldn't help him. And so that's why on that spring morning in 1991, when Bud got the call in Austin from Tinsley that Harvey wanted to see him at the country club, Bud thought instantly, oh, okay, Harvey wants to test something about Bruce's swing with me before he tells Bruce. Because, again, Harvey did not want to do any harm. And so Bruce went over to the country club that spring morning, and there was Harvey in his cart, and he was holding a briefcase in his lap. And at this time, Harvey was 86 years old. His health was poor. He was frail. He was not the robust man that he was in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And Harvey had been undergoing kind of this existential, I think crisis is probably overstating it a bit, but really thinking about what he wanted to do with the wisdom that he had collected over the years in his little red book. And so that's when Harvey said to him, Bud, I have in here this book that I have not shown many people. I've been saving it for my son, Tinsley, who at the time was the head professional at Austin Country Club. And he said, I wonder if you might help me get this into shape into some kind of book. I think it will help golf teachers. And that, so Harvey was thinking that would be the market for this book, that maybe it would sell a few hundred copies to fellow PGA members and it might somehow influence the way they taught certain people. And so he unclasped the briefcase that morning and handed Bud the book, and off they went.
Amazing. Amazing story. Kevin Robbins, author of Harvey Pienick, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. I highly recommend this book for anyone who loves the game. It's a great Dad's Day gift. And Harvey Pienick caddied for Francis Ouimet, played for Ben Hogan, competed against Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen, shaped Ben Crenshaw, and of course, wrote the book on golf, The Little Red Book. And the book I'm talking about here by Kevin Robbins is Harvey Pienick, The Life and Wisdom of the Man Who Wrote the Book on Golf. I have Damon Hack. You said to me on Twitter just a few minutes ago, or was that hours, Kevin Robbins, you wanted to ask Damon Hack if you would have time to ask him a question. I think Damon, are you there? Damon Hack,
yes. Good.
Damon, are you there?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Excellent. How are you guys? I'm so sorry I'm late. I was outside with my boys and a monarch butterfly release, believe it or not. That's We nursed one to health. It's a long story, but it's great to be with you both. Mahalo.
Oh, I knew. I started the show by saying you have triplets. When you have triplets, you know that something's bound to come up. But this is a wonderful story. But see, Kevin said that he wanted to. He wanted to know if he had time to ask you about something. What was
please,
that?
Please, please,
Kevin.
So, hi, Damon from Austin.
Hi.
I wanted to know if you remembered a round of golf that you and I played. You were in town. In Dallas to cover the Nelson. I believe it was the year Tiger missed the cut, which was, you know, monumental because he'd gone like a million tournaments without missing a cut at that point. But you and I and Doug Ferguson and a few other golf writers, we played a round at the Vaquero Club. And the reason that you might remember that as being remarkable is that they had that carving station at the turn, and there was a man out there in a white hat carving roast beef for us at the 10th tee. Do you remember this?
I absolutely remember that. That was 2005. It was the year Ted Purdy won the tournament. Tiger missed the cut. We played Vaquero, and at the turn, they had these sausages that were absolutely to die for. Barbecue, I'll never forget it, Kevin. Yes.
And we all bring it together here on the Golf Club in Hawaii. Awesome. Thank you, Kevin Robbins, for being on the show. It's been a real pleasure. Love your book. Thank you for telling us about the making of your book. Kevin.
It's been my treat. Thank you, Danielle. And aloha to you, Damon.
Aloha, Kevin. Great to hear your voice.
And we'll be back with Damon Hack, the co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you heard about Oahu's newest premium cleaning service? I recently hired the Irish Washerwoman for my home cleaning needs, and I am impressed. They provided me with customized cleaning and scheduled based on my needs. I could not be happier with the services provided. What better way to free up your time to work on your golf game or catch the latest PGA event? Contact Shannon, the Irish Washerwoman, at 808-633-6327 or theirishwasherwoman.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
TaylorMade Demo Day is today at Makalei. Starts at 10 a.m., goes to 2 p.m. And don't forget to book your tee time. Listen to this weekend golf special that's at Makalei. For $49, you get golf cart, hot dog, chips, and a drink. That's from 10 to 2 today and tomorrow. And today is the demo day, just today, TaylorMade. All right, we're talking with Damon Hack, co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. So good. I almost want to talk more about the Monarch Butterfly release than I do golf right now. It sounds wonderful. But I'm loving what Golf Channel has decided to do, to make the NCAA golf championships the same as any other major championship event that we see all across the networks. And now on Golf Channel, we can watch the NCAA women's and men's, and it's underway. The men's going on right now. You are a UCLA grad. When are the Bruins going to come back? Damon?
Oh, tell me about it. Well, let's start with the women, because they had a great run under Coach Kerry Forsythe, a couple young freshmen on the team who will be doing very well for years to come, including Bethany Wu. Lost her match, unfortunately, to Washington. But you're right. The fact that the Golf Channel has bought into the NCAA and really highlighted these young players. Think about the 2 years we've had. Last year at Concession, the incredible drama between Stanford and Baylor. You know, you get Haley Davis and Mariah Stackhouse exchanging, you know, big-time punches in the gloaming at Concession. This year, we get an incredible story. Stanford trying to go back-to-back against the upstart Washington Huskies with Mary Lou Mulfler, who's been there for 33 years, who coached our Paige McKenzie back in the day, and, you know, a great tournament in the Pacific Northwest at Eugene Country Club, and it comes down to a hole out and incredible passion and shot-making between those two schools. And obviously, we had LSU win on the men's side last year. We had Bryson DeChambeau win the individual. We had Emma Talley win the individual for the women last year. We're being introduced to the future stars of this game when they're in college. And I think it's been a great, great thing that the Golf Channel has done for the viewers, because it's been compelling television the last 2 years.
Yeah, you know, and I'm watching, I didn't realize that Stanford has never won an NCAA men's championship golf tournament. To me,
that's exactly right. And you would have assumed, with the incredible talent that they've had through the years with Tom Watson and Tiger Woods, the two TWs, and Tiger's team, if I recall, lost to Oklahoma State in the finals many, many years ago. But you're right. I mean, these are such incredibly close matches, and now they're both match play for the men and the women, and it's just such compelling theater. And I think if you were on Twitter, you saw everybody that covers this game reacting. You know, you even had Michael Wilbon, who covers the NBA for ESPN, saying, "Hey, I'm watching golf. I'm watching the, yeah, you know, the University of Washington Huskies and the Stanford Cardinal." I think it was a type of event that's transcended golf and really become something that people in all sports follow.
Yeah, and then to see the two freshmen for the Huskies be the anchors, you know, and then for them to come through. I mean, super moments in the life of a young athlete. Just absolute fabulous television. Congratulations to everybody at Golf Channel for just jumping in there and doing it and covering it so well. It's a huge undertaking with the television that, you know, it requires the cameras, the sound, all of the stuff that goes behind the scenes that we don't see. Really fantastic work. Let's talk a little bit about Tiger Woods. He came up with Stanford. Tiger Woods signs up for U.S. Open at Oakmont and the Open at Royal Troon, so he can play, so he doesn't feel locked out, I suppose, because seriously, you know, I love the guy. I really do. I've never... I separate his personal from his professional life completely. The way he performs, just love the way he is. Okay, and on the golf course, and
oh, we miss him. We miss him.
Totally.
We miss the show. We miss the glory. We miss the shot making, and it's to take nothing away from these 20 somethings who are wonderful kids and great players. But everywhere I go, Danielle, whoever I meet, they find out that I work for Golf Channel. What's up with Tiger?
Yes.
When's Tiger coming back? They may not know the difference between a par and a birdie and a bogey. And I've, in fact, talked to a woman who said, "Oh, yeah, I watch Tiger on Sundays." But then she goes, "Is a par better than a birdie or a birdie better than a par?" She didn't even know the intricacies of the game, but she knows what Tiger Woods in a red shirt on Sunday means. And we miss him as a sport. We miss him as a PGA Tour. We miss him at Golf Channel. You miss him. And now it comes the news he's not playing in the Memorial Tournament, where he's won five times. It seemed like a natural place for him to kind of get his game back in advance of the U.S. Open. And now we don't know if he's going to even play in the U.S. Open. As you mentioned, he signs up for the Open at Troon. He signs up for the U.S. Open, but he has that poor event at the Quicken Loans, the media day, where he hits three wedges into the water. And now we're all kind of left scratching our head.
Yeah, can you say that again? He hit three wedges into the water.
Three wedges. I mean, this is like Michael Jordan, you know, shooting air balls, you know, from the free throw line.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger with a wedge, you know, come on. I mean, he could hit it blindfolded. And I think he gave a lot of us in the industry pause that maybe he's really not ready. I mean, Can you imagine trying to compete with Jason Day?
No.
Right now, you know, trying, are you kidding? He hits it 380 yards and can get up and down from everywhere. And Jordan Spieth, who was in the final group at the Nelson with his D game, he could hardly hit a fairway, and he at least found himself in the final group with Brooks Koepka. These kids, Ricky Fowler, I mean, Roy McIlroy, you know, incredible performance at the Duty Free Irish Open, which helps his foundation. These kids, they grew up watching Tiger. They're relentless, and now Tiger's going to try to turn back the clock. It's a big ask, and you can't be hitting wedges into the water if you're going to compete with these guys.
Not three in a row. It was like he was doing it on purpose. And then when I looked at his back, and anybody who has back issues, when you watch somebody, your focus immediately goes to their back. And he just looked tight. He looked uncomfortable. But what surprised me is just a week before or 2 weeks before, he had done a junior event at his golf course, and he had gone through his entire bag. He didn't seem to have that tightness, that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Did you notice that difference?
I did. I did. In fact, we had our Gary Williams went out to Sage Valley for another junior event, and Gary was on the range, and he said, and I asked him, I said, Gary, you know, how did he look? How did it sound? He said Tiger was putting on a show for the fans, for the clinic, for the kids. And I was like, well, maybe he's a lot closer to coming back than we all know. And then you see the footage from Quicken Loans, and you're like, huh, well, you know, where is he right now? And you can't compete if you're second guessing, if you're not sure, if you're a little bit stiff, if you're a little bit rusty. I mean, I've talked to Davis Love, and he says Tiger's biggest problem is he can't put 2, 3, 4, 6 tournaments, you know, in a 10-week stay. He can't. When can he have a stretch of golf where he's not hurt, where he's not taking a backward step, where he doesn't have a setback? That he's had so many setbacks, he just can't get any momentum going.
Yeah. And that's, you know, with a back, the thing is, one day you could be great, you can play a round of golf, you're on top of the world, and next day it's like, oh, dang, what happened? You know, and that's something that you just have to work through or accept in life. And in Tiger Woods' case, you can't play 4 rounds of golf and do a tournament and be on the top of the world unless you're taking some really serious painkillers. And that's not going to work. You know, that just doesn't work. We need to take a quick break before we finish with you, Damon, because I want to talk with you about Sergio Garcia and something that you wrote just recently. And this is Damon Hack, the co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, but he also writes for golfchannel.com. And I wanted to talk to you about Jose Maria Olazabal, an injury that I know little about that was initially diagnosed as a foot problem, but that kept him out of the game for the 90s. And I think it's a little understood and apparently wasn't well understood by his doctors. We're going to continue with Damon Hack, co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Damon Hack, co-host Morning Drive on Golf Channel and senior writer for golfchannel.com. He's covered the Olympics for many, many publications for years. New York Times, among others, Sports Illustrated, Newsday. And he wrote recently at golfchannel.com about Sergio Garcia looking for his first major. That was during the Masters. And then Sergio comes on and wins last week. Was that awesome or what?
That was really a surprise to me, and I tell you what, it's interesting. I did write a big piece on Sergio right before the Masters, Danielle, and I talked to Lanny Watkins, and I talked to Hank Haney and some people that know the game better than I do about Sergio's prospects for winning a major championship, and they both said that they feel like the window, if it hasn't completely shut, it's just about shut, just because his putting seemed to improve past the point of his ball striking prowess, that he didn't kind of find comfort on the greens to the level that he needed to in time. They cited the young players that are so dominant today. They cited the dark cloud that often seems to follow Sergio and when it comes to major championships. And listen, Sergio's won around the world. He's been a Ryder Cup stalwart for Europe. He's a players champion. He's had several top tens in close calls, you know, notably at Carnoustie against Patrick Harrington, of course, Medina in 99 against Tiger, Oakland Hills against Patrick Harrington as well. He's had a number of close calls in the U.S. Open. He was in the final group with Tiger at Bethpage in 2002. He's had his moments, Clay Lake 2006 wearing yellow, Tiger wearing red on that Sunday after Earl Woods' death. He's had his moments, and he's also had his moments where he just said, maybe I'm not good enough, I should only play for second. And his mentality hasn't always been where a lot of us think it should be. For him to win at the Nelson, a surprise probably to a lot of folks. He hadn't won on the PGA Tour since 2012, so maybe, you know what, he's saying, I've got one more gasp in me. Maybe I can do what Darren Clark did and win late in my career, and maybe he can, but you have to wonder about the putter, especially on Sundays in a major championship. It's one thing to win the Nelson, a great tournament. He'd won there before, but then put four rounds together, get up and down, and stay out of his own way in a major championship in 2016 or beyond. That's a very tough ask, but it'll be fun to watch. He's not dull, that's for sure.
No, it's not. And it is a Sunday. You know, it's that Sunday hesitation, whatever comes over a person when you're in the lead or close to the lead, and then you just start falling apart. And that's been the fear that we've all had when Sergio has it. Will he hold on to it? Will he take it to the finish line? Jose Maria Thabo had an injury. What was it? If it was not his foot, what was the injury that kept him out of golf in the 90s, hardly able to walk?
Yeah, well, he was misdiagnosed. A doctor told him that he had a foot problem. He was having trouble walking and was misdiagnosed. He got a second opinion, thankfully, and it turned out to be more of an arthritic back situation. He was able to fix it through rest and rehabilitation, but there was a great anecdote that he talked about in the 90s. This was soon after winning that second major championship at the Masters, and saying, I was sitting in a dark room in Spain wondering if my career was over. And he was speaking in reference to, it was interesting, I dug up these old quotes at the tournament in Akron in 1999 following Sergio's great run at Medina when he was 19 years old. And everyone was saying, oh, well, gosh, Sergio's going to win a million majors. You know, he finished second to Tiger Woods. And Jose Maria Olazabal says, listen, you know, it's one thing to make a run at 19 where there's no pressure, but what happens when you live life, when you've had injuries like I have? You know, Sergio Garcia is a wondrous talent, but so is Jose Maria Olazabal, who won two majors. And he said, listen, this is hard work. When you have life happen to you, when you have injury happen to you, when you have love and a heartbreak and who knows what happens in a person's life. And I think it was a warning that Jose Maria Olazabal put out. Said, listen, it's one thing to win tournaments or contend when you're 19 and 20 when no one expects it to, but what happens when you're 30, when you're 35, and when you've got an injury, or when you've got, you know, a swing flaw or swing yips or who knows what happens. And I think he was very prophetic, because there's been a lot of players that we've expected great things from, U.S. amateur champions that haven't panned out, or players that we thought would win the 10 majors and maybe they win one or two. And I think he was warning us to say, listen, Sergio's going to be a fine player, But just because he finishes second to Tiger, you know, as a 19-year-old doesn't mean, you know, you can go ahead and start fitting him for five green jackets. And you know what? Jose Maria was right.
Yeah. And Jack Nicklaus, didn't he say that, you know, about Tiger Woods? Let's see how he does when he's got kids.
Exactly right. I mean, who would have predicted Tiger Woods would have won his last major at the age of 32 a year before Phil Mickelson won his first major? Phil Mickelson won his first major at 33. Tiger Woods potentially could have won his last major in 2008 at the age of 32. In this game, you just don't know. You can't give away tournaments or trophies to anybody. You got to play 72 holes, and you got to answer a lot of questions, mostly to yourself.
Got to ask you, with all the times you've covered the Olympics, and we've always heard every time an Olympic event, recent years mainly, you know, the village isn't ready, the transportation's falling apart, they're not going to have the accommodations, whatever. It's always been a drama. But I just read in this morning's paper that 150 experts, World Health Organization type people, are urging the UN Health Agency is urging, calling for the Olympics to be delayed or relocated in the name of public health. I mean, that's never been done before.
Right.
What do you think of all this about the Rio de Janeiro Olympics?
Yeah, Daniel, I saw that same story this morning. And to be honest with you, I was heartbroken just because I've covered nine Masters. I've covered a bunch of Super Bowls. I've been to the Open Championship. Covering the Athens game in 2004 for the New York Times is the greatest assignment I've ever had. I lived in Athens for nearly a month. I got so into the games. And I think Athens is potentially a comparison to Rio because, you know, minus the Zika fears, there was a similar story. The infrastructure's terrible. The crime is bad. There's no way they're going to build the village in time and the venues. And look, they were still hammering when we got there. They were still putting the finishing touches, but it turned out to be a great Olympics. And my hope is, and look, I'm not a doctor. If doctors are saying that, you know, then people are going to have to make tough choices. And a lot of golfers have already declined to go, among them Adam Scott and Mark Leishman and Louis Oosthuizen, Vijay Singh and Charles Schwartzel. You have to worry when you have a doctor, 100 doctors, you know, licensed doctors that are saying, listen, this is a potentially dangerous situation. You have to wonder what the reaction is going to be. As a sports fan, as someone who's covered the Olympics, it just makes me sad because I think golf's entry into the Olympics could potentially have huge positive ramifications. If a developing nation were to win a gold medal, you know, who knows what it could do to our game. I mean, you know, you can't have too much exposure in our game. The golf is competing against LeBron James and Tom Brady and, you know, and Clayton Kershaw and Madison Bumgarner. And you need as many high-profile big events as you can have. So for the sake of golf in the Olympics, I think it would be a tragedy if it were not to be able to somehow come off. I know it's winter in Brazil, it's summer almost everywhere else, but August in Brazil is winter time, which is supposed to lessen the chances of Zika being a concern. But when doctors that know a lot more about the disease than I do go on the record and say what they did this morning, it does make you nervous, Danielle. It really does.
It does. Damon Hack, thank you so much. Damon Hack is the father of triplets. How old are they now?
They're going to be 5 years old in 2 weeks, Danielle, and they're an absolute blast. I'm running around. I'm gonna, you know, lose more hair, you know, than anybody I know chasing them around. But they're a lot of fun.
I love the Monarch Butterfly release. That is so wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, and it's just a joy to talk to you, Damon. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with John Stregg, author of 5 books, including 18 Holes with Bing, Golf, Life, and Lessons from Dad. Nathaniel Crosby and John Stregg. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Let Shannon Brady from the Irish Washerwoman take strokes off your golf game. Why spend your precious free time cleaning when you can be out on the course? Your wife cleans, you say? Well, what better way to make her more agreeable to that Sunday round than freeing her from strenuous household duties by hiring Oahu's premium, reliable, and diligent house cleaners. Contact us now at 808-633-6327 or theirishwasherwoman.com.
Four!
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, guys, I want you to watch the LPGA, and I want you to pay very careful attention to Arya Chutanugarn, okay? She's won the last two events on the LPGA. She doesn't use a driver. So if you want to learn all about using your irons... Watch Arya Chutanugarn. Last two events she's won, and she's in the lead. She's 11 under. She leads by two strokes. This is on the LPGA. It'll be on Golf Channel soon. John Strege, author of five books, including his most recent with Nathaniel Crosby, is 18 Holes with Bing. Golf, Life, and Lessons from Dad. Perfect timing, of course. Another book I recommend that you get for Dad for Father's Day. It's a wonderful book. Welcome to the show, John Strege.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it.
I'm just enjoying. I had no idea that Bing Crosby, that he actually just worked for his sports. So his work was so that he could enjoy and do all the sports things that he wanted to do, whether it was horses or golf.
Yeah, it was a little surprising to me, too. You'd think with his great entertainment career, that was first and foremost in his life. But nothing was as important to Bing as golf. And all that work he did was designed to free up time and be able to afford to play more golf. I don't know. I've been around the game a long time. And after doing the research on this and talking to Nathaniel, I don't know anybody who had a greater passion for the game than Bing Crosby.
And I also didn't know about Nathaniel Crosby. Just to start with, let's talk a little bit about the man that you wrote this book with, about his father. Nathaniel Crosby, son of Bing, a U.S. amateur champ in 1981. I didn't know that he was so into golf. How did Nathaniel get into the game?
Well, through his dad, obviously, but he took to it at a very young age where there are two things that work here. He actually loved the game, but it enabled him to spend more time with his dad. So they started out with Jackie Burke, the famous Jackie Burke, got him a set of cut-down golf clubs. And Nathaniel started out in the backyard while Bing was chipping. I think they had 5 acres up in Hillsborough, California. And from there, he was just hooked. And he just got better and better. And, you know, I think it was a surprise to everyone when he won the U.S. Amateur in 81. But it was one of the most remarkable stories in U.S. Amateur history, winning near his home in dramatic fashion. Bing Crosby's son,
yeah,
and knowing what Bing meant to golf. It was just one of those special weeks.
When you say knowing what Bing meant to golf, let's go right there, because one of the first chapters is as famous gets. This book will tell you, and surprisingly so, the influence Bing Crosby had on the industry, the entertainment industry and the music industry, and he influenced the Beatles. Please, please me, right?
Yes, that's correct. The lyric came from a Bing song, or it was inspired by a Bing song. You know, there were several examples of guys that you would never think look back that far to Bing and his influence, that influenced a lot of people. Influenced a lot of people in jazz too, in jazz singing. He was very close to Louis Armstrong. Was a good friend of his. In fact, was a pallbearer at Armstrong's funeral when he died. So, yeah, Bing's influence in the entertainment industry was unsurpassed in the last century.
But then his influence in the golf industry, I don't think anybody realizes it was Bing Crosby who started the Pro-Am that's played before just about every event on the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, the European Tour, you name it.
Yep, that's correct. He started his tournament in Rancho Santa Fe in 1937. He wanted to bring his friends from professional golf and his showbiz friends together, but also with the proceeds going to charity. And that was always the main thing that drove him to do this tournament. Then he resumed the tournament after World War II, moved it up to Pebble Beach. And, you know, they still use the same format up there as they did when Bing was running the tournament. And every golf tournament outside of the major championships in the world starts with a Pro-Am with the proceeds going to charity.
And I want you to hear that date again. Did you say 1937?
1937.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, okay, people, this is going, you know, this has started a long time ago. So in case you invented the wheel, no, you didn't. Bing Crosby started the Pro-Ams that generate so much money. And all of the work that people do to put together, for instance, the Sony Open in Hawaii, that, you know, millions of dollars have been raised. They've just announced that they've made their $1 million, of course, with the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation matching the money that they bring in for charity. All of this started with Bing Crosby. And the name of the book is 18 Holes with Bing. And it's by Nathaniel Crosby and John Strege. And Nathaniel Crosby is now the president of Apple Tree Management Group. The Apple Tree Golf Society is coordinating 30 private golf clubs into an ultra-affluent golf membership program. He was president of Nicholas Golf Equipment Company. He was partner in Orlemar Golf. So Nathaniel Crosby made golf his world. Bing Crosby, the entertainer, that sold more records than anybody. When you look at what's in John Strege's book, and you realize, Mike, you had no idea if you're in the industry of entertainment or in radio music, you look at this and go, my God, I didn't realize, you know, I didn't realize. So then we go on, and I want to jump right into Pirates, Pugilists, Horses, and Hunting. This is one of the chapters. There are 18 of them in this 18 Holes with Bing. It's perfect. When you were approached to do this with Nathaniel Crosby, what were your thoughts, first off?
Well, I don't want to take too much credit, but it was my idea. I'd known Nathaniel a little bit just from covering golf on the West Coast for the last 30 years, and we talked to him occasionally, and always looking for book ideas, and it occurred to me, there's a number of books out on Bing, but none that addresses his passion for golf. And so that's sort of what prompted me to contact Nathaniel and go, are you interested in doing this? And he said yes, and immediately, without question. You know, and one of his goals is he thinks his dad has gotten a little short-shrifted, you know, dying so long ago, and his name's Yeah, they still talk about it during the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am a little bit, but otherwise his name's not involved anywhere. And his goal is to, you know, he thinks the PGA Tour should recognize it in some manner, whether it's an award or however. But, yeah, he wanted to keep the legacy alive and promote it for the future generations.
I don't blame him, because as I'm reading the book, it's history, yes, but it's now. It is what we're doing today based on something that he created. And I can completely understand why Nathaniel Crosby would want his dad to be recognized for all the great work that he's still doing because of the idea that he had so long ago. But in the Pirates, Pugilists, Horses, and Hunting, I guess between Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, and they were comedians. Bing was a great comedian. I never known really for his comedic work, in a large scale like Bob Hope was. But I love the introduction of other people that made Bing Crosby. And when you talk about his horses, tell us a little bit about the dynamic between Bob and Bing, about Bing Crosby's passion for horse racing.
Well, he's the guy. Yeah, he was totally into horse racing, and he founded the Del Mar Racetrack down in Del Mar, outside of San Diego, which still honor him by playing his song "Where the Surf Meets the Turf." But Bing also owned a lot of horses, thoroughbreds, most of which didn't do too well, and Bob Hope was always chiding him for it, and it sort of became a straight line to set up Hope for some of his comedic routines, and Bing didn't mind. But Bob never let him forget how he wasn't too good at picking horses.
Yeah, so then there are two exceptions, okay? And you'll read about these exceptions in 18 Holes with Bing, Golf Life, and Lessons from Dad. Seabiscuit winning by a nose in this particular race, dubbed, you know, I was like father and son race because the one horse sired the other. The jockeys in this race really stole the show. You need to get into chapter number, chapter 11, Pirates, Pugilists, Horses, and Hunting, because this melee, a pure sixer, yep, on horseback, is truly, they should make a movie out of that one.
Well, yeah, his horse was Ligatory, and it's a famous, you can see the race on, you can go to YouTube and find it, but it was just the two horses, the match race, and the jockeys coming down the stretch are, you know, beating on each other with their whips. And I think both of them got suspended after that. But it was a great match race, and it actually put Del Mar and West Coast thoroughbred racing on the map.
Speaking of this is the tune that's played, "Where the Turf Meets the Surf, down at old Del Mar. Take a plane, take a train, take a car. There's a smile on every face and a winner in every way, in each race, where the surf meets the turf at Del Mar." It still works for me. This is Bing Crosby. His job paid for his sports. 18 Holes with Bing, Golf Life, and Lessons with Dad. Nathaniel Crosby with John Strege, who we're talking with this morning. John Strege, of course, a writer for Golf Digest magazine. What did you enjoy most about putting these 18 chapters together?
Well, the research, mostly. I spent some time up at the Crosby Mansion up in Hillsboro, going through with Nathaniel through some of Bing's files. And one of the fascinating things I came across was a trip Bing made to a business trip to London in, I think it was 1971. And before the business aspect of it began, he spent about 8 days traveling around Scotland playing the famous courses. And he wrote down notes from everywhere he played on Stafford Hotel stationery in longhand. Why he would do that, I don't know, but the notes were fascinating. We've included them in the book, too. But that and the Hogan stories. Bing was very close to Ben Hogan, and Nathaniel got to know Ben pretty well and played some golf with him. That was fun, too. But basically, overall, it was the research. You know, we watch White Christmas every Christmas season. And that's what most people know about Bing, but I learned a lot more, and it was fun.
He had a deep sense for his family, keeping them separate from the Hollywood world and keeping the kids growing up as normal as possible, being the children of Bing Crosby. That's not easy. They lived on the West Coast, but Bing Crosby loved the Pirates. Why?
Yeah, he was a part owner of the Pirates. He loved sports, and way back when had an opportunity to buy into the team and actually own 25% of the team. So, and he had that percentage, I think, up until his death. And Nathaniel loved baseball too, and accordingly, he was a Pirates fan. And actually, his dad arranged for him to sit on the bench during the 1971 World Series in Pittsburgh in uniform, sat next to Danny Murtaugh. I mean, you would never see that happening nowadays, but yeah, Bing loved the Pirates.
Yeah, and he loved golf, and he did so much for golf, creating the Pro-Am, which raises so much money in so many tournaments around the world. It's on the European Tour, the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, all the tours. People do Pro-Ams just to raise money. There was one quote that I saw when someone was describing your book, 18 Holes with Bing, Golf Life and Lessons from Dad, that Nathaniel said his dad never said, I love you. And yet, from reading your book, it seems like he loved his son very much.
Yeah, there's no question, but he was just, I think it was one of those old school parents where the man probably didn't say it much in those days, but there's no question there was mutual love there. I mean, they spent a lot of time together, and you're right, Bing did move the family to Northern California. Before that, he was living in Beverly Hills. They had a house right on Los Angeles Country Club, North Course, I think the 14th hole. But he didn't want the kids to grow up. This was a second family now, but he didn't want those kids to grow up in that Hollywood atmosphere, and so they moved him north. But no question, they were tight, and there was a strong bond there. Bing would go to Nathaniel's junior golf tournaments, and he'd always hang out a couple fairways away with binoculars just because he didn't want to be recognized by other people in the crowd, and he'd follow Nathaniel's junior golf career that way.
That's so cool. It's also funny, a funny story in this book, 18 Holes with Bing, Golf Life and Lessons from Dad. You'll really enjoy it, and so will the person you give it to. And with Dad's Day, you know, Father's Day, just a couple of weeks away, it's a perfect gift. I really think you'll like it, and your dad will like it. Your mom will like it. It's a great book. It's got so much in it. And did you know that Bing Crosby was denied membership in the Los Angeles Country Club because Bing was an entertainer? That was...
Yep.
That's you know, thank you, John Streggy. You bring all these things to light. So in case you're ever denied, you know, entry, Bing Crosby leads the way for you.
Well, that's, you know, Catherine Crosby told me that he had memberships in 75 clubs. I mean, Bing could play anywhere, but he could not join Los Angeles Country Club because they had probably unwritten, but an unwritten policy. They didn't want any entertainers in there. And it didn't matter that he lived, you know, the golf course was in his backyard. He could not join. Wasn't too happy about that.
Amazing. And then I made this connection. I went, oh, man, really? And then I saw Apple Tree Golf Society coordinating 30 private golf clubs into ultra-affluent golf membership program. And that's what Nathaniel Crosby is doing. And there's his dad not able to join the Los Angeles Country Club. Somewhere in there, I see a connection.
Yeah, no question. You know, I hadn't even made that connection, but good point, Daniel.
John Streggy, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you always.
Well, I always enjoy coming on. You're great. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to figure out how we can most easily book a trip to Ireland. And if you choose to book a trip to Ireland with Fairways and Fun Days, Fairways and Fun Days, Phil O'Connell, Managing Director, will give you 10% off if you say The Golf Club. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you've been listening for any time or any length of time to the show, you probably know that I have a thing for history and castles. And so as I'm going through Fairways and Fun Days, what they're offering in addition to the Tiger Trail, play the courses in Ireland, which the world's most famous golfer has played, Tiger Woods, of course. The Rory Route, play the courses in Ireland, synonymous with Rory McIlroy, the world's number one, or was the number one golfer. Right now, Jason Day has the title. There's the Tour Pro, a week golf tour where you only play courses which have hosted major international golf tournaments. But this one really got me. The Celtic Castles Tour. Play at castle courses, visit iconic castles, and stay in real castles. Welcome to the show, Phil O'Connell.
Hello, Danielle. How are you? Thanks very much for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. I'd like to say,
great to be on. I'd like to say a big hello, or as we'd say in Ireland, a Cade Míle Fáilte, to all of your listeners from a sunny evening here in Ireland. If I wasn't lucky enough to be speaking with you this evening, I have to say I would have to be out walking a fairway because it's a stunning evening here at the moment.
What time does it get dark?
This time of the year, we're looking at about 9 p.m. To 10 p.m., so great time of the year to visit Ireland if you're coming on a golf vacation. You could certainly get 36 holes in very, very easily during the summer in Ireland.
It's beautiful. So let's talk about planning that golf vacation.
Absolutely, Danielle, absolutely. I suppose, look, at, I mean, it's Ireland is about so much more than golf, and just listening to your previous guest, John Streggy, I was very, very interested to hear his Bing Crosby reference in relation to horse racing, obviously another one of our passions in Ireland. As I say, so much more about golf, Ireland, and if you're coming to Ireland, the experience that you'll have from the time that you arrive until the time that you depart will be second to none. We guarantee you the warmest welcome that you will receive anywhere in the world, and the experience that you'll have both on the golf course and off of the golf course, it can't be matched anywhere in the world.
I understand. I understand that Fairways and Fun Days, you have the airport meet and greet, welcome gifts, the taste of Ireland food and drinks hamper, transportation options, amazing accommodation, golf reservations, sightseeing, inspiring activities and attractions, exhilarating evening entertainment. You have the full package. What do I do to plan this vacation?
Yeah, that's right, Danielle. I suppose really revolutionized the golf vacation experience. And we realize, I mean, people want to go on a golf tour or a golf vacation. You want to really concentrate on enjoying it. You want to concentrate on your golf. And we take care of everything else. So we have all of those reservations have been pre-made. You don't have to worry about where you're going to go for a beautiful evening meal, where you're going to go to, what pubs would be good, what hotels are good to stay in. We organize all of that for our clients. And as I said, from the moment that they arrive in Ireland until the moment that they depart, we've taken care of everything. So there are no excuses if you don't shoot some low scores on one of our tours. I suppose looking at golf in Ireland at the moment, it's a golden era for golf here at the moment, obviously with the success of Rory and GMAC, Pádraig Harrington a few years ago, and obviously Shane Lowry now as well, tipping into the top 25 in the world. It's really a great time for Irish golf, and a very, very exciting time to visit the country.
So when you plan everything, I don't have to worry. Sometimes people plan their own vacations in Ireland and they don't take into consideration that, you know, you're not traveling on the I-95 or the H1, H2. You know, you're on smaller roads and they think, oh, 25 miles, no big deal. But then it takes
absolutely
a long time but you take all these things into consideration. There's no need for us to have a personal car.
No, absolutely not, Danielle. We would offer a wide range of options in terms of self-drive tours. So you have the option that if you would like to take your own rental car and to explore the country yourself, absolutely, you can do that. I suppose for groups of anything from between eight up, we would always recommend a chauffeur drive. So you'll really get the most out of your tour. You can obviously enjoy the Guinness and the Jameson as well and not have to worry about driving. And also then, you know, our professional drivers will have everything down to a fine tee in terms of timing and roads and everything. So I suppose travel time in Ireland, the road infrastructure has greatly improved in the last 10 years. But if you are looking at some of the links courses to the west or to the southwest of Ireland, you are traveling on rural roads. So, you know, as you say rightly, Danielle, the 25 miles, it doesn't necessarily equate to 25 minutes of a travel time. It can sometimes be a little bit longer.
Okay, and that's great. We're talking with Phil O'Connell, and he's the Managing Director of Fairways and Fun Days, and you can find Fairways and Fun Days exactly as it's written, fairwaysandfundays.com. And if you decide to book your Ireland adventure with Fairways and Fun Days, and you say the golf club at the time of your booking, you'll get a 10% discount. Thank you so much, Phil, for offering this to our listeners.
No problem. We're delighted to do it, Danielle. And we'd certainly greatly, greatly welcome any of your visitors who are coming to Ireland. And similarly, if any of your listeners have any questions or queries in relation to golf in Ireland or vacations in Ireland, we would be delighted to answer any of those. We have a toll-free number from the USA, which is 800-77-99-810. So that's 800-77-99-810. If any of your listeners have any questions or if we can help in any way with any recommendations, we would be delighted to do so.
That's beautiful. Beautifully done. How long have you been doing this?
We're on the go for quite a time. Danielle, we've a long experience in golf vacation industry and in the golf tourism industry. I suppose we've seen sort of an opening in a number of ways where golf tours, I suppose, can be made a little bit more enjoyable. And I suppose one of the areas that we've looked at is for non-golfers, and it's always been an issue for non-golfers who are traveling as part of a group that there isn't anything for them to do when the golfers are out playing golf. But we have taken that and we've solved that problem. So we organize customized itineraries for non-golfers as well. So if there are non-golfers traveling in the group, we will have some activities for them organized in the morning time. And then there's some communal sightseeing in the afternoon and some group evening entertainment then in the evening. So it's going to really, really suit all of the group, whether you're a golfer or not.
I love it. Phil O'Connell has written this up for me. He said, we're the only tour operator who can offer an ultimate golf and Ireland experience for From history to heritage, from culture to cuisine, sightseeing to shopping, rambling to relaxing, water sports to whiskey tasting, and of course, from golf to Guinness. And that just shows you the gamut of all the things that are possible. So while the golfers are out golfing, the non-golfers are having a fabulous time doing exactly what they'd want to do in Ireland, finding out all the beautiful things that are going on in Ireland and experiencing them. And a lot of times those non-golfers tend to pack. And I need to ask you, a friend of mine went to Europe and was surprised to see how small the space area was. They brought a couple of suitcases, and it was put the suitcases in the room, and it was practically filled up. What do you suggest? What do you suggest?
Yeah, I mean, it's we're lucky enough in Ireland, Danielle. The hotel rooms would be quite large in comparison to some of the European cities, other European cities. We would work with an excellent range of hotels, so it would suit all requirements and all budgets, from three-star hotels right up to five-star hotels. And as I say, I suppose in terms of our hotel rooms, they are quite large compared to other European countries. And also the facilities in our hotels are very, very good compared to our other European countries. So you would have a lot of hotels that have swimming pools, gyms, saunas, and are very, very well equipped. And the great thing about this is at the moment, you know, you will really get some great value over here for these hotels. And certainly the prices are far, far lower than any of our other European neighbours.
The number to call if you'd like to book Fairways and Fun Days, your trip to Ireland, fairwaysandfundays.com is the site online, or 800-77-99-810. That's 800-77-99-810. And if you say the golf club, you get 10% off. So how, what do you, when we call you, what kind of information can we talk to somebody about where we want to go? What if we don't have a clue where we should be going?
Absolutely. We're delighted all the time to offer advice. We offer a free, no obligation quotation and itinerary. Our itineraries, Danielle, would be about typically a 25 to 30 page document where you'll have some great images and some great descriptive text in relation to the golf courses that you're going to play, the evening entertainment that you're going to enjoy, some of the sightseeing that you're going to do. And again, as I say, Danielle, this is free and completely no obligation. And we're always happy to help people, you know, and to promote Ireland and to sort of point people in the right directions, whether or not that they're going to actually book with us or not. So I suppose if somebody is thinking about coming to Ireland, I suppose there's a few bits of advice that we would certainly give. I suppose it's very important, I suppose, first of all, to identify your budget as to, you know, how much you really have to spend. Obviously, the likes of the famous courses, Royal County Down, obviously been recently voted as the world's number one golf course by Golf Digest. Green fees there are quite high. But there are some fantastic hidden gems throughout the country where green fees are very, 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 very good. You will get some great value. I suppose another aspect that we would say is always plan in advance. So if you are looking to play some of the championship courses, you know, the likes of Lahinch, Ballybunion, Portmarnock or Royal Portrush, we would always advise people to plan a little bit in advance so as we can get them some very, very good tee times, suitable tee times. But from that, I mean, we can talk people right through their experience in Ireland and what they want to get out of it. So if they would prefer to play a mix of links and parkland courses, or if they would like to just come on a completely links experience, we will talk them through that and discuss the range of options. And I'm delighted that you mentioned one of our more popular tours, the Celtic Castles Tour, Danielle, which, you know, as you rightly said, it's something very, very unique about this tour in Ireland. No other country in the world can offer this. And, you know, you're going to play seven superb courses, championship courses, all of which have backdrops of castles. You will stay in castles throughout Ireland and then visit some of our iconic castles in the country as well. So again, these are things that we would always discuss with clients. So, you know, to see what their interests are and what they would like to get out of their Ireland experience.
Oh, that's now. Tell me, what is an expensive round of golf when you to go to the championship courses that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at Roy County Down at the moment, you would be looking at in excess of £200. That's British pounds. So going into dollars there, you're looking at about $300. But even with that, I mean, obviously you're playing the world's number one golf course. So, you know, you're really following in the footsteps of all the great golfers. I suppose if I was to run down through some of my own personal favourites where you're going to get some good value for money, looking at the southeast of Ireland, which is I suppose it's nicknamed the sunny southeast of Ireland, is where we would get our best weather. A course called Rosslare, which is was redesigned by the late and great Christy O'Connor Jr. A game of golf there could be sort of shy of $50. So a beautiful, beautiful links course, but again offering some superb value. So you know, the courses that we would work with, as I say, and the clients that we deal with, we would always discuss the range of options. And as I said, we're very, very confident that we can design a tour to suit all budgets.
That's fantastic. Well, the $300, you know, it's more to go to Pebble Beach to play than the $300 that you just said. And the opportunity to be playing in Ireland. How much in advance do I need to plan to book a course like Royal County Down?
Yeah, Royal County Down, funny enough, their books are actually quite full for early part of 2017 already. So realistically, you would want to be looking at about, you know, 9 to 12 months in advance to take in Royal County Down.
Okay, so
we'd always say to people that there are always fantastic alternatives available, Danielle. So, you know, we do have people who contact us 2 weeks before they travel to Ireland that are looking for a last minute tour, and we've never disappointed yet. So there are always alternatives there. So, but I suppose ultimately the bit of advice that I would give is, you know, if you are looking to play the top courses in Ireland, try to book as far in advance as possible, and you're going to get the really, really good tee times then as well.
Excellent. Phil O'Connell, Managing Director of Fairways and Fun Days, fairwaysandfundays.com, and their toll-free number is 800-77-99-810. They've got 3 to 5 star hotels, so whatever your budget is, they'll work with you. You can talk with them about what you'd like to do, what, you know, your group. And if you don't play a lot of golf, that's okay. You can play a few rounds and then enjoy all the other fabulous things that Ireland has to offer. Phil O'Connell, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Great to talk to you.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. And not just artwork. I'm talking also making and using Futuristone as something for something as simple as your parking lot or your driveway. They've even used these pavers to make landing strips, runways for aircraft. And the beauty of the pavers is they can put something that they put right down underneath the paver so that none of what falls onto those stones goes into the water. So if you're close to, you know, an aquifer, something that needs to be protected, you can do that using the pavers available through Futuristone. Only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities and all lifestyles and all time constraints. So if you'd like to play the Ocean 9, you get up, you get out in the morning, you warm up on the range, then they get you in the cart and take you to the back 9. It's right along the ocean. That's why it's called the Ocean 9. So you play 9 holes, and it's pretty much at your pace because you're going out early, and that way you have the rest of the day to spend with the family, which is what everybody wants. So you get a little bit for yourself, a little quiet time, a little exercise, and that's at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Creative Plumbing. All right, you're a little tiny building, you're a gigantic building, you're a shopping center, you're a store, you're a custom home, you're a townhouse, it doesn't matter, call Creative Plumbing. Your pipes are 50 years old. They need to be changed. Call Creative Plumbing. That's right, Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. And speaking of doing it right, we want to introduce you to the Irish Washerwoman personalized house and condo cleaning that makes you go, wow, every time you walk into a room cleaned by the Irish Washerwoman. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.